interest around her designs. Now she just wanted to enjoy the next couple of weeks, spending her time making the house cozy. It was a comfortable house on the outskirts of Hellerup, tucked away with a tall wall around it. The painter would come today. He would begin with the living room so she could get started with decorating while he continued to the rest of the house. Spring was just around the corner, and for once the sun was out and the sky cloudless. It was perfect, and she had a big smile on her face when she let the painter in. He was very young, she thought, in his early 20s, she guessed. Tall, muscular, fit, and with scruffy blonde hair. She sighed and thought that if she'd been 20 years younger, she would have developed a crush on him. She had just turned 45, and even though she was well-groomed and paid a lot of attention to her looks, she wasn't in her 20s anymore. Things took her more time now, and it didn't take much to make her gain weight. Her long hair was dyed and bleached in matching contrasts, and the little wrinkles around her lips were smoothed out with Botox, but she couldn't run from her age. "Well, it was nice that you fit me in today already. I've been looking forward to it. What's your name?" He reached out his hand and smiled at her. There was a beautiful sparkle in his eyes, and she hesitated long enough that it started looking weird. "Oh, sorry. I'm Lasse. And you must be Mia Bergstrom, then?" "Yes." She took his hand, and she thought she saw a smile on his pretty lips as she turned away to go to the kitchen. Lasse finished in the living room in the afternoon, and she asked if she could get him to grab the other end of the couch so they could get it in place before she started on the rest. "Would you like a beer?" She didn't look at him. There was something in his eyes that she couldn't quite pin down, and it made her nervous. "No, thanks. I better get going, but I'll see you tomorrow, right? Well, I mean, you will be home, won't you?" "Oh yes, I sure am. I have time off." "All right, I'll see you, Mia." Mia. It always sounded weird when others said it. Now it brought to mind a very young woman who had once been very attractive. She went into the living room and closed the door behind her. It looked great, and she was looking forward to getting started on the decorating. Lasse rang the doorbell just as she had gotten out of the shower that morning. She let him in wearing her short bathrobe and a towel around her hair. "Sorry, I didn't know what time you would get here, so... But I guess you will just be going about your business?" "Yes, I will just get started then, Mia." He sent her a sexy smile, and she looked down before she turned her back on him and went upstairs. She felt uncomfortable. Something was about to happen. She was interested in the young man downstairs, in a completely inappropriate way. When she sat on the edge of the bed, towel drying her hair, she felt that she was getting horny. The thought of Lasse working downstairs was almost too tempting. She lay down on the bed, and a little bathrobe slipped open and exposed her breasts. They weren't that big, but they still looked good. She closed her hands around them and put one leg up on the bed while she moaned softly. She let a finger slide in between her labia. They were naked and smooth. She was wet, and a thought of the man downstairs made her gasp loudly. It wasn't his intention to spy on her, but the door to the bedroom was ajar when he, 10 minutes later, had to use the bathroom, which was on the first floor of the old villa. He held his breath as he stopped in front of the bedroom. He had heard her soft moaning as he came up the stairs, and now he couldn't take his eyes off her. She massaged her clitoris fiercely, while she squirmed on the edge of the bed. Her one leg was bent, and the foot resting on the side of the bed. She hugged her breasts while she tossed her head around. His dick reacted, and he reached for it while he watched her. He had never seen a woman masturbate, and the sight of her made him horny. He moaned softly and carefully opened the buttons on his white painter's pants. He was hard, and he flipped it over the edge.